In Haiti, legislators are running out of time to schedule long overdue elections before most of their terms expire next week and parliament is dissolved. If no action is taken before Monday, the president will be the only politician left with legal standing and will run the country by decree. That would be a major blow to Haiti's young and struggling democracy. It could also jeopardize reconstruction efforts after the devastating earthquake that hit the country 5 years ago. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Port-au-Prince.
For nearly 3 years, legislative elections have been postponed for one reason or the other. As of midnight Monday, all but 10 senators' terms run out, leaving the body 6 shy of a legal quorum and politically useless. Haitians thought their leaders had found a compromise to the political standoff last month when the prime minister was forced out. However, yesterday, as reporters tussled for prime spots outside a luxury hotel high in the hills of the capital, President Michel Martelly and legislative leaders huddled inside trying to keep the deal alive. Senate President Simone Deraz emerged from the meeting saying talks are ongoing, but he said little about substance.
We
have our agreements and disagreements, was all the moderate Senate leader would say. In recent days, the opposition's demands seem to have grown. In addition to the prime minister's ouster, a group of 6 hardline senators want the resignation of all members of the board, which oversees elections. In Haiti's rough-and-tumble politics, this is par for the course, says Robert Fatone, a politics professor at the University of Virginia.
Politics in Haiti has traditionally been a question of power, period. You know, if you are in power, you want to keep it. If you are out of power, you want to get it.
Fatone says power sharing is not part of the political culture here. He says the opposition has interpreted the president's compromises as weakness. In fact, some opposition parties, and there are many in Haiti, are now demanding the president's resignation. Some protesters in the streets chant the same and have called for 3 days of demonstrations beginning today. That has left many in the capital worried. At the crowded downtown market across the street from Haiti's parliament, everything from tight nylon miniskirts to colorful knockoff Converse tennis shoes is for sale. 26-year-old Jimmy Oldville sells handsome men's dress shirts and color-coordinated ties. He says holiday sales this year were down 50% over last year, and he blames it on the political crisis.
It really affect us, all of us. People in the countryside are afraid to come to Port-au-Prince to come and buy.
And he says we're all afraid the street protests will turn violent come Monday. That's also coincidentally the 5th anniversary of the deadly earthquake, which claimed the lives of hundreds of thousands of Haitians. 45-year-old Adeline Pierre sits in her nearby stall where she sells bright yellow, pink, and orange girls' shorts. She says she's glad the opposition keeps pushing for Martelly's ouster, but she doesn't want to see chaos in the streets.
I hope they reach to an agreement so we can avoid the worst. So I'm just hoping for the best.
Yesterday, the UN Special Envoy for Haiti and the International Core Group, which includes the U.S., Canada, and the European Union, called on all politicians to immediately come up with a compromise and schedule elections this year. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.